Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes. Your way, we're on Shabbos 139, talking about Yosef and his brothers, the idea of something related to wine. Rav Malai said in the name of Rav Yitzchak Migdela, from the day that Yosef was separated from his brothers, he did not drink wine. As it is written upon the head of the exile, Nazir, from his brothers, the article notes point out that the word, using the word of from the Pasuk exiled, separate from his brothers, this word Nazir is alluding to the fact that he adopted the practice of a Nazirite, a Nazir who was prohibited from drinking wine. And Rav Yosef, son of Rav Chanina, said, they, Yosef's brothers, also did not drink wine from the day they separated from him, as it is stated, and they drank and became intoxicated with him. The word with him implies that until that time they did not drink wine. And the notes point out the word with him modifies the previous statement that they drank, implying it was only now, once they were with Yosef when he invited them to the house, that they drank, not earlier, maintains the view that the brothers refrained from drinking wine because it was through their desire for eating and drinking that they came to sell Yosef in the first place. So they were probably taking it upon a way of trying not to do that. They recognized that that was a cause of a sin, of a trouble, so they would avoid it. The point here being, the idea here is if there's something that causes someone to stumble, there's something that causes somebody to mess up, the best way, the Rambam points out, the best way of tshuva is going in the same situation and not repeating the mistake, not repeating the same thing. So if you walk on the path and you see a McDonald's that brings such a desire for the smell, such a desire for the food, and you go in just to smell it, the next time you go to that same place, you go a different path, you avoid that. That's the way to go about ourselves. So anytime we're faced with situations, anytime we're faced with people, such as if we come to a meeting and we know there's only going to be Lashon Hara, and it's so difficult to avoid the Lashon Hara, it's so difficult to avoid that juicy gossip, the best thing to do is to refrain from that situation in the first place. Don't put yourself in a situation that you could stumble. If something happens and it's triggered and you overhear someone, that's one thing, and that can't be avoided. But don't put yourself in a situation that would lead to you being stumbled, lead to you having to be involved in such things such as Lashon Hara or the like. Just as Yosef's brothers knew that the wine and the drinking and the eating was a way to lead up to the problem of the sale, and they refrained for that as penitence, as tshuva, so to us, we should try to avoid situations that could compromise us, and in the future, if we come to the same situation, we should try to be better the next time. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 140 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.